Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, June 16th. You'll be interested to know. 62 years ago today, in 1963, Valentina Tereshkova became the first woman to journey into space. Launched aboard the Soviet spacecraft Vostok 6, she orbited Earth 48 times over 71 hours, demonstrating remarkable courage and pioneering spirit. This historic achievement not only shattered gender barriers, but also inspired countless individuals worldwide to pursue their dreams, regardless of societal constraints. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 59 degrees with 4-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today, with a high near 69 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low of 57 and calm winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be just after 9:30 with a high tide just before 4. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 72 and light east winds. A chance of rain showers moves in Tuesday night with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 62. Wednesday brings a slight chance of rain before 1 p.m. with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 80. Wednesday night remains mostly cloudy with a low around 67. On Juneteenth, anticipate a chance of rain and thunderstorms with a high near 88. Thursday night also carries a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 67. Finally, Friday features a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms, mostly sunny skies, and a high near 82, with a low around 63 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, workers at Fenway Park and the nearby MGM Music Hall have voted to authorize a strike amid ongoing contract negotiations with their employer, Aramark. This decision, announced by their union, UNID Here Local 26, affects cooks, beer sellers, cashiers, and souvenir vendors. If a strike occurs, the union will ask attendees at Boston Red Sox games to refrain from purchasing food and beverages inside the park, referring to this as the picket line. Workers have been without a contract since the end of 2024, and negotiations over wages and technology remain unresolved. Now on to sports. J.J. Spahn triumphed in a wild and rainy U.S. Open at Oakmont with a dramatic birdie putt that sealed his victory. The 34-year-old golfer, who had struggled earlier in the tournament, hit a remarkable 64-foot putt to finish at 1 under par, 2 shots ahead of his nearest competitor. Spahn, who started the day 3 under and faced a challenging course, navigated through chaos, including a lengthy rain delay. Reflecting on his win, he expressed disbelief, stating, "I never thought I would be here holding this trophy. It was a moment that will define his career." Also, in some shocking baseball news, the Boston Red Sox traded star slugger Rafael Devers to the San Francisco Giants after sweeping the New York Yankees. Devers, the last player from the Red Sox's 2018 World Series championship team, was exchanged for right-handed pitcher Jordan Hicks, left-handed pitcher Kyle Harrison, and outfielder James Tibbs, among others. This trade, occurring 6 weeks before the July 31st trade deadline, follows a turbulent spring for Devers, who struggled with a change to designated hitter. The Red Sox now gain payroll flexibility, similar to a major trade in 2012, which ultimately led to another championship. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Fenway Park, the Sox edged out the Yankees 2-0, completing a thrilling sweep. Brian Bello dazzled, striking out 8 over 7 innings for the win, while Rafael Devers delivered with a solo shot to left in the 5th. Garcia earned the save, keeping the Yankees at bay as the Sox recorded 6 hits, compared to the Yankees' 5. This victory improved the Sox's record to 37-36, while the Yankees now stand at 42-28. Looking ahead, the Sox are set to face the Mariners tomorrow in Seattle. Giolito, with a 2-1 record and 5.45 earned run average, faces Logan Gilbert. This one gets the late start on the West Coast, with 71 degrees for the first pitch at 9:40. In top news, in exciting news for iOS users, Apple has announced a new digital ID feature that allows travelers to save their passport in Apple Wallet. This digital passport can be presented to the Transportation Security Administration for domestic flights using an iPhone or Apple Watch. However, it is important to note that this feature does not replace a physical passport and cannot be used for international flights. To utilize the digital ID, travelers will need compatible devices. This development could simplify the identification process for domestic air travelers across the United States. In business news, at iCombinator's Spring 2025 Demo Day, nearly every startup presented focused on artificial intelligence, with many following the trend of creating cursor-type tools. Notable startups included Anvil, which offers search engine optimization for large language models, and Atomworks, proposing a revolutionary method to build three-dimensional chips. Other intriguing companies were Octor, automating enterprise software implementation, and Cactus, providing an AI co-pilot for solopreneurs. Den aims to replace traditional communication tools, while Eloquent AI promises to enhance customer operations in financial services. Scalarfield and Sim Studios are also making waves in financial data manipulation and AI agent building, respectively. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% over the weekend to $106,000. Ethereum is up 2% to just under $2,600. And XRP is up 2% to $2.17. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A recent study suggests that gray hair may be reversible, challenging products like Just for Men. Research from New York University's Grossman School of Medicine reveals that melanocyte stem cells can become stuck in hair follicles, preventing them from producing pigment. In healthy conditions, these cells move freely between compartments in hair follicles, allowing for continuous hair color. However, when they become immobilized, pigment production halts, leading to gray hair. The study raises the possibility of finding ways to restore cell mobility, potentially reversing or preventing graying in humans. And in entertainment news, in a surprising turn, Marvel is facing potential budget cuts after Thunderbolts underperformed at the box office, earning just $371 million globally, making it one of the franchise's lowest-grossing films. Disney CEO Bob Iger initially celebrated the film's release, but shifts in audience tastes and an oversaturated market pose challenges. Analysts note that the era of guaranteed billion-dollar hits is over. With upcoming projects like Avengers Doomsday and Spider-Man 4, Marvel aims for blockbuster success, but rising production costs complicate matters, making it crucial to balance quality with financial viability. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and civil rights activist, Langston Hughes. And he said, "Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.